have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer Phyllis Schlafly.
One of the most ridiculous types of lawsuits going on today is the litigation to get athletic teams to give up their American Indian names. In 1930, the University of North Dakota adopted the name the Fighting Sioux after the famous Indian tribe of that name. The Indians were proud of this honor, and the football players were energized. In 1968, a delegation from the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation traveled to the University of North Dakota to adopt the president of the university into the tribe and to formally give the University of North Dakota the right to use the name Sioux for its athletic teams. Then came political correctness. In 2005, the NCAA, that's the National Collegiate Athletic Association, banned schools from using nicknames and images it deems hostile and abusive. Now, there was nothing hostile or abusive about the Fighting Sioux, but the University of North Dakota nevertheless was put on the banned list. This meant that the university would have been forbidden to participate in Division II football playoffs or host playoff games or use the nickname or logo on its uniforms or in its activities. Fortunately, the University of North Dakota got a temporary injunction to allow the division playoffs to be played, but the case is still in the courts and we don't know how it will be decided. The University of North Dakota logo was designed by a well-known Indian artist and shows a proud Indian Sioux warrior. The logo was chosen to honor courage on the battlefield. A handful of Indians objected to the logo, but none of those was a Sioux Indian. North Dakota's Spirit Lake Sioux tribe approves the university use of the name. In a 2002 Sports Illustrated poll, 81% of Native Indian respondents said no when asked whether college and high school teams should stop using Indian nicknames. That should be the end of this dispute.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a program dedicated to preserving traditional values. And it's your opinions and comments that help to shape this broadcast, so write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Because your views count. Once again, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us each weekday as we explore today's most important issues on the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Ask about this hybrid smart loan. You're going to sleep a lot easier knowing you've got flexibility and your interest rate's not going to climb while you're sleeping. Call 866-355-6200. That's 866-355-6200. For First Capital Financial, 866-355-6200. And be sure to join us for Mortgage Matters, Sundays at 11, here on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Introducing the all-new Wiener Schnitzel Value Meal with six items starting at just 99 cents. Featuring the Chili Cheese Fries Burrito and Jalapeno Poppers, only at Wiener Schnitzel, where they're pushing the boundaries of taste.
Good day to you, Derek. No, we didn't. We didn't get exactly what we wanted. As you pointed out, it's been a long, hard-fought battle for the last year, and particularly here in the last 4 months here in Missouri legislature, which we've worked real hard to try to get legislation to stop any national animal ID in the state of Missouri.
Yeah, I was going to... When I introduced you, I should have introduced you a little bit better than that, because we probably have listeners that we haven't had in the past, don't know what we're talking about. Ray Cuneo has been working very diligently in the state of Missouri to get a bill passed that would, and the rest of the nation has been watching Missouri, because what we've been doing here in this state, I don't think has been even tried anywhere else, has it, Ray?
Well, there's been a lot of legislation that has been proposed in various states. I believe 13 or 14 different states. I'm not quite sure, but I think the significant thing that we got close to accomplishing here was using the word any. And what I mean by any is that our legislation that we had proposed and almost got through was read basically that the Missouri Department of Agriculture could not implement any national animal ID in the state of Missouri. There were a couple of exceptions where they could use premise registration for marketing purposes, our current animal disease programs. But the key word that we fought long and hard over, particularly here in the last 2 or 3 weeks of the legislative session, was the word any. And that was just the Mace gang. Those folks that wanted national animal ID, they just would not come off of their stance that they wanted the ability to have a voluntary program, which there is no such thing as a voluntary program. It's designed to evolve into a mandatory program or 100% participation or a critical mass level. But the word that we got hung up and spent a long time on, and it was in our final draft, which came within hours of going to the floor in the Missouri House chamber, and we had one man that killed it all. Believe it or not, I know that's hard for people. I've been getting calls saying, how can that happen? How can one man do it? And I will give him his credit. It is none other than Representative John Quinn from Chillicothe, Missouri. And good morning to you, John, if you're listening. I hope you slept well knowing that 93% of your colleagues up there voted against you. They voted in favor of us of stopping any animal ID program in the state of Missouri, 93% of the state legislature. And it got down to where the ball was in his court Friday afternoon, and as the handler under the rules of the House, he was the handler of that bill when it came back over to him for final vote in the House. That's all we stood before. It was slated to go to the governor, and he killed it. I mean, he vetoed it, for lack of a better word, or just said, "Hey, I'm not going to bring it up. I'm the handler, and that's my option under the rules."
Was there anything else attached to that bill?
Well, yeah, there was some. Originally, 156, it was a Senate bill that had, it was an omnibus Senate bill that had other amendments to it, and then it worked its way over to the House and was approved over there, and that's where we attached our language to.
So it killed the whole thing.
Part of it got killed when it went back to the Senate because of some hang-ups over tax credits and what have you, but it eventually, after it cleared the conference, and the conference committee represents a conference or a group of House members and Senate members that sat down and try to hammer out the differences. And after they did that, the conference committee, they in fact voted, I believe the final number was 7-10 to go ahead with our version and pass it back to...
Yeah, very quickly, we're getting in kind of details here. The main thing is John Quinn just wasn't going to let it go because he was a lackey for Farm Bureau and MFA, and they said, hey, we don't want this thing to happen because we are internationalists. We're globalists. We work for the multinational corporations, and, hey, you work for us. Isn't that kind of what happened?
Well, absolutely, and let me tell you, it was pretty obvious all the way along that Representative Quinn is the chairman of the Ag Policy Committee. And everything over in the House passes through him, and he showed favor, in my opinion, all the way through the hearings and everything else towards Farm Bureau, towards the Missouri cattlemen, towards MFA, towards the Missouri pork producers and others.
And they're all part of the multinational agricultural corporations.
Well, there, you know, even in the cooperative working agreement between Missouri and the USDA, I mean, they list the Missouri Animal Identification Committee members, and those guys stand right at the top of that.
The multinational corporations do.
Yeah, I mean they're listed in the cooperative working agreement with the between the state and the USDA as being the folks that are going to push this thing as the non-governmental agencies.
So anyhow, the thing died. Now where are we now? What's going to happen? Because I know you and your colleagues are getting ready to start a new battle just after the first of the year. You'll have all summer and fall to think about it. Stay tuned, Ray. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. 5091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
There's absolutely no obligation.
And we have returned, visiting today with Ray Cuneo, talking about the no National Animal Identification System bill that was up in the state legislature. And, Ray, I have a little email here from some of your friends, Jim and Laurel Curry.
Right.
But they said, we made a difference. Us little guys were hurt at the Capitol and did stop the corrupt ag, the corporate ag. I was probably right when I said corrupt ag. from gaining more control. And what an education it was. The no NAIS bill did not get a fair and final vote. That's Farm Bureau. MFA, that's Missouri Farmers Association for you out-of-state people, and NCBA, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, which is nothing but the Packers anymore. They did have Jetton and Quinn controlled, Farm Bureau being very visible, holding hands with Jetton in the last couple of hours. We will continue to fight for holding on to our rights and liberties afforded us in the federal and state constitutions. And then I saw this other note, didn't have a thing to do with the animal ID. It was talking about these cattle feeding operations, but said family farms are constantly sold out by political leaders who choose to pander to corporate agriculture. And boy, we see that at the federal level, at the state level, and even out in the country.
Well, there's no doubt that the family farm, as we've traditionally known, is under tremendous pressure, and we see consolidation in all levels of it. I mean, in the pork, the chicken, we've seen what happened there. And if this mace thing isn't stopped, I mean, that's going to be the major catalyst in consolidating the cow-calf industry, as we've talked many times. But, you know, Derry and Laurel Curry is right. We did accomplish something up there. We sent a message that our legislators are aware of this. The people called in. There were 29-2 vote in the Senate in our favor, 137-10 in our favor. That's in the House, and that is 93%. That's 93% of that legislature was going with us up there. And it was none other than, as we said earlier, John Quinn, and that threw a wrench in this thing at the last minute after having agreed. We had the legislative parties agreed. We had agreement with the Missouri Department of Ag, our side, on the wording of the legislative thing that came down. And, John Quinn pulled the plug on it. And he's got to bear the responsibility. Now, the other side, all the carpet people that we talked about and John Quinn, they cannot claim victory. They cannot claim victory because I'll tell you what, there's no way they can stand up in front of the people of Missouri or any place else across the country and say, look, we have a tremendous victory here when 93% of the legislature voted against us.
And see, the legislature, they didn't know until you and your group started educating them.
Well, and we have had, and let me stop right here and say that we have had some excellent, excellent legislators that have really went to bat for us. We've had Senator Pergeson, Schumacher, Barnett. We've had Representative Deathrow, Kelly, and Schlottick. Strong bipartisan support. And these guys, this is not an easy thing to understand.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
For this year's hottest gift.
And we have returned, visiting today with Ray Cuneo, who has been very, very outspoken and done a tremendous job on getting this legislation right up to the last minute. Ray, you know, it's amazing to me that I'm going back to John Quinn. You told me, I didn't know him. I don't know him from Adam, but I wouldn't know him if he walked in here. But you said he is a farmer.
Well, I understand he's a row crop farmer. Whether he has livestock or not, I don't know.
All right, but you know, you would think it would be interesting to see, and I thought about this after I got down here in the studio, we ought to check and see how much federal federal compensation he gets, because, you know,
no offense to my good friends in the row crop business, but they get a lot more subsidy than we do in the cattle business.
Yeah, you
not
know,
that I want any.
I had a little argument here one time. Oh, it's been a couple of years ago about, I said, no, I don't even go in an ASC office.
I don't either.
See, we've been so long, you know, I don't even know what you call it. It's not ASC anymore. It's, what is it?
FSA.
FSA office, Farm Service.
Right.
But, I haven't been in one for 30 some years. And, people said, you're lying about that. and they checked it out and said, you know, your name's not even on their register.
Well, that's something you ought to be proud of.
Well, I am.
Well, I am, too.
Now, I am in their register because they send me stuff all the time.
Well, all of us are in somebody's government register,
right,
one
right.
way or the other.
Right, but as far as getting involved in a program, the last program I signed up with was back in the early 1960s, I guess.
Well, Derry, you know, whether it is individuals getting into programs and taking money or whether it's government, state government, local government, taking grant money, when you take that money from the feds, as you've heard, you and I have talked many times before, you're playing by their rules. And so I think people need to recognize that, and a lot of people are getting hooked into things like conservation easements, not to get off the subject of NACE. But
well, go ahead and get off the subject, because NACE is dead now for another several months.
Well, it is and it isn't. Here's the thing. You asked me early on what we're going to do now, and I will tell you that the NACE gang thought they threw water on our fire, but let me tell you, they made a big mistake. They threw gasoline on it. And, boy, we're going to kick on the afterburners here in the state of Missouri over the next, well, between now and January 1st, and we're going to go out here across the state of Missouri, as we did in the last year, and hold public meetings. We're going to invite the other side, the NACE gang, we talked about who they are, to come out here in a public format and defend the fact that they opposed the will of 93% of the legislature. And we're going to call them out. I don't know whether they'll come out or not. They've had a pretty poor track record this last year of coming out. But we're going to continue our campaign out here. And we had meetings at anywhere from 150 to maybe 300 or 400 people involved. And we're going to continue that. And they haven't heard the last of us. And we're going to be ready again. Now, having said that, I'd like to thank you for all the help you've given us in getting the word out here in a crucial time in the last week or two to have people to call in to key legislators. I'd also like to thank all of the people all over the country, all your listeners.
Yeah, we had calls that came in from many, many states because they're watching us.
Well, they are. They are, mm-hmm. And I'd like to thank all those people for calling our legislators. You can't believe how many legislators out there said that they were getting calls from all over the country. So this is a team effort, folks. This is a team effort in this state, out of this state. We're all in this fight together, and I cannot fall short of acknowledging our capital team that was up there with me, and that's Russell Wood and Doreen Hannes and Bob Parker and my wife Carol and Ron and Lynn Conway and Rhonda Perry. So it wasn't just me up there. I just happened to be a little bit closer, live a little bit closer, and we spent a lot of time. So, folks, I don't care where you're at, in Missouri, out of Missouri, this fight is not over. We're just getting started, and we're fired up and ready to go. And watch out, John Quinn. Watch out, John Quinn and the NACE gang, because here we come again.
Okay. You mentioned a while ago easements, the conservation easements.
Right.
Haven't heard much about them recently, but I see more and more different now, these trusts springing up.
Oh, yeah.
They're everywhere.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, I've been so focused on this NACE thing for the last year, I haven't been up to speed, but I mean, they're going full bore, either covertly or overtly or whatever. And again, coming back to these participating in farm programs, and I say farm programs, any kind of government programs that involve land use or resource issues, you got to be careful because there's a whole lot of people out there that are drawn into signing these conservation easements for tax benefit purposes or tax relief or buying your development rights. All of it sounds good, but what you're doing, slowly but surely, incrementally, you're giving part of your property rights away. And you can't be too cautious. When the government, comes there and says, hey, I want to be of help to you, then you better be put up the red flags.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How can you get involved in protecting your property rights? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
If I could reach out and talk to your listeners, and I would tell them that we are so conscious of the money you send in, and it just comes in. We get contributions, $3 and $4, with notes from people who say, I wish we could give you more. But anything that you could afford to give this foundation, I can assure you that every nickel of that will not go into salaries, will not go into overhead, will not go into some big fine office or something. Every dime that you contribute will go out to help somebody else. And that was a commitment we made when we started this foundation. That's how strongly we believe in it. And you can rest assured that that's the way your money will be spent.
Pick up the phone and join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Derry gets letters, and here are a few that sing high praises for Derry's monthly newsletter, The Common Sense Chronicle. Hi, Derry. I religiously keep up with your information ever since a coworker gave me a copy of your Common Sense Chronicle a few years ago. Young and aware, thanks for keeping us informed. Brad in Oregon. Here's another. Derry, loved your report on the proposed cattle identification program. I couldn't agree with you more, as just another way for Big Brother to nose into our affairs. Keep up the good work. You're an all right guy, Derry Brownfield. Signed, Stephen B. in Maysville, Missouri. And finally, I just wanted to let you know that your newsletter does make a difference, and say thank you for bringing some common sense to a world that at many times seems to be seriously lacking it. Lisa in Illinois. Derry's monthly newsletter is just $24.95 for an annual subscription. Send $24.95 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Gold prices rebounded Friday on a mixed dollar and higher oil prices. Gold fell to a two-month low Thursday, attracting bargain hunters back into the market. Gold closed in New York up $4.50 to $660.60 an ounce for a 1.5% weekly loss. Silver rose 13 cents to $12.89 an ounce for a weekly loss of 2.4%. The fundamentals are solid and so are the technicals, reports the Aiden Sisters. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show,
a man who says, what this country needs are more unemployed politicians.
Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones, Ray. Tom in Houston, Missouri. Hi, Tom, you're on the air.
Hello, Derry. How you doing today?
Okey-doke.
You know, I think we ought to just hound old John Quinn right out of office. You know, just faxes, letters, emails, phone calls, and just hound him right out of office. What do you say to that?
I think he's going to leave office after next year. Didn't you tell me that, Ray?
I think so. I think he's termed out after next year. But let me tell you that, Tom, one of the targets we got for our first meeting you heard me talk about is going to be Chillicothe, and we're going to invite John to come and participate.
I see.
So we'll see what he has to say in front of his constituents after we all, after they hear the other side.
Okay, still, I think we ought to just give him all the flack we can.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Tom. When he called me, Quinn called me, and I didn't even know who I was talking to. I'm so dumb when it comes to so many things, and I didn't even realize that I was talking to, he said... He didn't say Congressman Quinn. He just said John Quinn, and I didn't put two and two together because I had somebody had called me prior to that very morning with another Quinn.
Right.
And so I was a little confused, But anyway, I realized after we got into the conversation who he was, and I said, look, don't you realize that this this animal ID is just a precursor to the Real ID Act, that which is going to it is the act. It was passed in 2005, voted into signed into law by Bush, right. And it's going to make every state come up with an ID system. It's a federal ID driver's license. Right. Is what it amounts to. Right. That's all it is. And I'm just looking through some of the information I have here during the commercial break. But two states are leading a revolt against the Real ID Act. They're Montana and Washington, and I think there are others. Now, here California votes down Real ID Act. California State Senate voted 31-6 to impose a ban on driver's license containing radio frequency RFID. So the point I want to make here is people are beginning to wake up and see the danger of what's really going on here. And this animal thing, I am totally convinced, is just leading into a human ID card with the biometrics and the computer chips and all in it.
Well, Derry, if you recall, what was it back before the first of the year, I think we had a program going, or you did, and I was on it, on the animal ID, and somebody had called and referred to a Business Week magazine article about the same companies that are pushing the technology for animal ID. Have already, they're out here pushing the infrastructure with hospitals and nursing homes to go after an estimated immediate market of 45 million Americans for immediate application for human ID.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And we can go on and on and on here, but let's go to Arkansas. Johnny, hi, you're on the air, Johnny.
Hey, Derry. I was talking about this NAIS. I was wondering if you've heard anything about the state of Kansas opposing it in any way.
Ray may know.
I tell you, everything has been really quiet out of Kansas. I haven't heard anything much at all. The only thing I've heard is that I guess some of the big feeders and stuff out there, they've been holding, along with USDA, they've been holding some pilot projects on technology out there, but as far as any activists out there opposing it, and I may be wrong on this, but we've heard very little, if anything, out of Kansas.
And you know, I think one of the reasons is so many of the big feedlots are out there.
Well, they are. They certainly are.
And they have, the packers, the people that are behind this NAIS thing, have those feedlots under their thumb. They'll say, look, if you don't demand that the cattle coming into your feedlots have a readable tag in their ear and it has a what I want to say, Ray, where it comes from, the
premise
identification in it, we won't accept your cattle.
Well, and I think that's right, Derry, because one thing USDA says, continue to say, they're relying on market forces to implement this. Market forces meaning if they start at the top with the big guys and get them drawn in with either a stick or a carrot or a combination and say, anybody you buy cattle from have got to have this, and they got federal grant money available to those companies, that is what they call market forces driving the whole system.
The reason I was wondering about Kansas is because we're thinking about moving there, and we heard last night that in 2010 that it's going to be mandatory here in Arkansas.
The animal ID?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if it's mandatory in Arkansas, it's probably going to be mandatory nationwide.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just what I heard. But anyways, I'm going to get off here and thank you guys.
Okay.
Let me say one other thing about Kansas. Those guys, even though the big pack or the big feedlots are out there, Derry, I mean, those guys out there that do a lot of backgrounding in the Flint Hills, they ought to really be concerned about it.
Well, the sale barn should.
Well, sure.
I don't see, and we've got one sale barn here in the state of Missouri that's pushing this thing. And I cannot understand why, because once this goes, once this gets to become a nationwide system here in, across the country.
Right.
And I'm convinced they're after the cattle producers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they talk, you know, about, oh, there's going to be horses and all that. It's the NCBA, the packers, that are really behind all this. And once they get the animal ID, why would you want a sale barn? The only reason you'd even want a sale barn would be to weigh cattle or sort cattle.
Exactly. Well,
they're not going to need them for price discovery. That's for sure.
No, and they'll narrow it down to where there's one or two in the state of Missouri, and that's where they'll channel everything through.
Yeah, but they won't be bidding on them.
No, but they'll use them as tagging agents or whatever, you know. So, I think these sale barns that are they're kidding themselves if they think this is going to, I mean, they're looking at it to make a profit, but I think they're kidding themselves in the long-term future of where they're going to stand on this thing.
You know, when this thing first came up, I have friends over in the LMA, the Livestock Marketing Association, the headquarters in Kansas City, or north of Kansas City, they're out by the airport, and I called up there and I visited with those people. And I said, do you realize what this is going to do to your organization, what this is going to do to your people? Because the LMA is an organization of livestock marketings, right. You know, sale barns.
Right.
We call them sale barns.
Right.
And I thought at the time, well, I thought, you know, he's not, you'd think he'd just be on fire to fight this thing. Come to find out, LMA even testified for it.
Well, yeah, and not only that, LMA is listed on the NACE gang of the Cooperative Working Agreement with the feds.
You see, this is the way the feds operate.
That's right.
They come out, and like you said, and this goes way back. We used to laugh about MFA back 50 years ago, Missouri Farmers Association.
Right.
Remember how so many of those people were, I mean, they were dyed-in-the-wool MFA members. They thought more of MFA than they did their church, you know? I mean, and I said, all they have to do is just take you to Columbia, that's where the headquarters was,
right.
Buy you a big steak dinner and give you a new seed corn cap, and boy, that's all it takes to win them over.
That's right.
Apparently, that hasn't changed. They come out here, they get the LMA, the Livestock Marketing Association, they get these local little organizations, they treat them royally, and I don't know whether they pay them off or not, I doubt seriously if they write them a check for $100,000, but I wouldn't bet they didn't do that to those big feed yards out in Kansas.
Exactly.
And so, you know, they can't run backwards. Well, John Quinn did. He ran backwards. He said he was going to do one thing and did the opposite. You know, my father was prosecuting attorney in Cooper County, and he ran on the Republican ticket and was prosecutor, and then he ran on the Democrat ticket and was prosecutor. And his slogan was, a wise man can change his mind, a fool never does. So... Quinn changed his mind, so I guess he's a wise man.
He's a wise man. Well, we're going to see if we can change it back. I don't know whether we can or not, but we're going to inform a lot of his constituents up there because, you know, he's flaunting the fact that he wants this to be all voluntary. Well, either he knows better and he's not leveling with the people, or else he is totally ignorant of what the true animal ID at the federal level is involved and what's in the cooperative working agreement.
Yeah, if you were listening to, and we'll listen to him when we come back. Stay tuned. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. You call us, you're welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month.
The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, The Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of The Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to The Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's The Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-897-3777.
And we have returned. Going into the commercial break, I was about to mention Dr. Thornsberry, who now is acting. I'm not sure if he's acting or if he is officially president of RCAF, but I know he's up there at the, in the top chair. He is also a doctor of veterinary medicine. So he gets all of the information that comes from the USDA concerning animal health. And he says, he told me that the animal health, if we had an emergency like the bird flu, which was a trumped up thing to start with, or swine fever or whatever it happens to be, he said the USDA says it will make NAIS mandatory anyway. Had you heard that, Ray?
Absolutely, and I'm glad you mentioned Dr. Thornsberry because he's been part of our Capitol team up there fighting this, too. He dropped everything after being out of town for a couple of weeks and came up there to help us out in some of these negotiations, so my hat's off to Dr. Thornsberry, and he said exactly what you just said. He repeated that. And I've spoken to him before about that, and he keeps saying that, and I concur with exactly what he says. He's been a great help, and we want to continue working with Doc Max Thornsberry, and I think he sees the big picture here and where this thing is headed.
Let's go to the telephones again to Arkansas. Who is that, Jeff? Vince. Thank you, Vince. Hi, you're on the air, Vince.
Yeah. Good morning, Derry and Ray.
Good morning.
Just our representative, a federal representative down here in Arkansas, is comes from a farm. He's got a big farm down the south part of Arkansas. Now, he got $800,000 in subsidies for being the owner of that farm. I think that's a conflict of interest.
Well, Yes, you can look at it that way. And there's a lot of absentee farmers that are getting big subsidies off of these things. Again, as we talked about earlier, I mean, you don't see anything like that in the cattle industry, and I don't. I want to be an independent cattleman. I just want the government to stay out of my life.
You know, Ray, we could get money from the federal government. You and I are qualified.
We can get this thing comes through
Soil Conservation Service, or where they want to pay me to put up fences to keep cattle out of the creeks. They want to pay me to plant trees along the streams.
Derry, I sat for 8 years on the Soil and Water Board here in my county, and I dealt with the Department of Natural Resources, Missouri, the NRCS, the feds, everything. Absolutely. People out here, even if you're not a row cropper, if you're just a cattleman, you're inundated constantly with all of these EQIP programs, conservation programs, fencing, water source programs. I mean, on and on and on and on, cost share programs. But I'll tell you, it's like we said earlier, if you take that money, you better read the fine print, because you may not like what you're getting yourself into.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Go back to the telephones to Chillicothe, Missouri. First, this message.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Would you drop your kids off on the most dangerous street in town and tell them, "Have fun, see you in a few hours"? Of course not. So why do you leave them unprotected on the internet? Affinity 4's filtered internet and web accelerator make it safer and faster to log on anytime. For $9.95 a month, your family can access the web and help change lives. How? Affinity 4 gives 10% of your monthly bill to a charity you choose. It's given over $70 million to help charities around the world. Now you can have peace of mind and affordable, faster internet. Get Affinity 4's unlimited internet service for $9.95 per month, $14 less than AOL.
Call Affinity 4 and start saving today. Toll free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 1-800-414-1998. That's 800-414-1998. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Once again, that toll-free number to call, 800-414-1998, 800-414-1998.
Well, we are in the home stretch here. We have several callers. I'm going to try to get to as many of them as I can. So, Bill from Chillicothe, very quickly, what's on your mind, Bill?
Well, Derry, if this law wasn't brought to out of John's ability, it's not passed, but it's still kind of in effect?
No, everything is off now. It all starts over. The whole process. It starts over again in January when the Missouri legislature reconvenes. Everything is stopped. Everything is off the table. Everything is wiped clean. All the work we've done, except, I mean, now one of the big things that's behind us is our legislators are much more educated and aware of what the problem is.
Okay. I helped elect John the first time, but I met him not too long after he got in office, and I wasn't too impressed. So I'm glad he's not going to run again.
Okay, appreciate the call. Let's go to Arkansas. Warren, Hi, Warren. You're up next.
Hello. How you doing?
All right.
Yes, I'm Warren Phillips. I'm the vice president of the Arkansas Animal Producers Association, and we had our bill in our legislature, which failed, but we'll be putting it back in again the next time. It failed in committee, kind of underhandedly on purpose, you know. But anyway,
well,
I was going to tell the gentleman who
happen.
Thought that it was going to be mandatory in 2010 in Arkansas that that's certainly not the truth, and if he don't wants to fight it, he needs to join us and we're in our fight against it. I'm also the coordinator for Liberty, our coalition for the state of Arkansas, and we're going to be fighting it tooth and nail from now on, so they better get ready for it.
Well, you're not by yourself. We're in this thing to the end.
You know, you never know. You just never know. I was confused about Ron Paul when he was going to run for president on a Republican ticket. I said, oh, that's he shouldn't even try. He's not going to get to first base with the Republicans. He knows that. He ought to be on the on one or the other, particularly the Constitution Party ticket. And then he comes on, he gets into this debate. He's gotten a jillion times more press out of that debate out of South Carolina, and it's all because Juliana didn't know what he was talking about. So it really helped him. And you know, Ray, as hard as you've worked, and I say you as your group,
right.
You've driven millions of miles, or at least hundreds and hundreds of thousands of miles, at $3 a gallon gasoline.
And a few of them with you.
But the point is, maybe the fact that Missouri is still in the fight is going to help Arkansas and Kansas and the other states across the nation.
Well, and that we hope to do that. We hope to work with each other, and we're all in this. These other states are working hard. It's just that maybe we got a little bit different slant here and a little bit of a head start. But there's one thing, Derry, I want to say. If there's any of our congressional delegation, any of that are listening today, or any of their staff, I want them to take note of what the Missouri legislature and what it did and what the vote that it came down on our side. Even though we didn't get the legislation to the governor's desk, the U.S. congressional delegation needs to take note of how the people of the state of Missouri feel so that they can carry that message back to Washington, D.C.
Well, I think the main message is we just do not want government intervening in our livestock operation.
Absolutely.
They've already done too much, and, you know, they talk about these great farm programs, and just as our friend from Arkansas said, his federal legislator got $800,000, and that people are getting tired of that.
That's right, and I'm going to extend one more offer again to all the NACE gang in Missouri. I'll debate you anytime, any place on this issue in a public format. We'll see if they do that. I did it a year ago, and I haven't had many takers.
Well, I noticed you offered that debate, and this time you cut it down to Missouri. The last time you said any place, any time, and you ended up in South Dakota.
Well, let me say, I'll extend that. I'll go as long as I can get time to do it, but I'm really focused on Missouri now, but we'll help out anytime, any place.
Okay, and we are also out of time. We know where we are, and we know what the clock says. May the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your